Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode. I was going to say exercise. I don't know what I was going to say. Goodness.
Right.
Episode 269 in the Word podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we're thrilled to be sharing the Word, teaching the Word, learning the Word with you on all these podcasts, all 269 of them, soon to be 1,000. maybe that's when we'll stop when we get to 1,000. I don't know. But at any rate, we love sharing the Word. We love learning the Word.
Yes.
I think learning the Word is sharing the Word is an outreach, or it is a outward expression of learning the Word. When you learn, you get so full that you just want to share it with anyone you run in contact with.
Yeah.
So
I used to love Terry O'Bannon for that. He would just, at the time, I didn't appreciate it as much as when I think back on it now, that Terry, he just was so full of the Word. He would walk up to anybody in the church and start, let me tell you this. Let me show you. I'm like, oh my goodness, Terry.
Right.
But he was such a blessing. A blessing.
Yeah. I really think that's the kind of enthusiasm and energy that we should have as believers. I don't think it should be manufactured.
Right.
I don't think it should be conjured up. I don't think we should force anything.
Right.
I think
as we saturate ourselves with the Word,
it will organically it'll just exude from us.
Right,
it'll just come through our pores naturally without any kind of pretentiousness or any phoniness.
It's like you can't help it.
Right.
You're so full, it just comes out.
Yes. You know, I know I wear Acts 17:11 out, but I believe that those Bereans had that same kind of spirit where they just wanted to they wanted to hear the Word. They wanted to learn the Word. Matter of fact, Luke, who was led by the Holy Spirit to write the book of Acts, the expression that he uses that the Bereans were more noble minded than the believers in Thessalonica, and he gave the reasons why. He says in the King James Version, in that they received the Word with all readiness of mind.
Mm-hmm.
That to me suggests a certain anticipation, a certain, I want to learn. I got to learn. I can't wait to learn. I want to grow. I want to be Christ-like. I want to be transformed.
Right.
So readiness of mind, they search the Scriptures daily. And I think when you have that kind of spirit, that's what gives you that joy to just want to share the Word without any reservation, that you can't find enough people to talk to.
And I think that's the key in daily. You know what I mean? Like, we can't just, you know, start today and then put it down until we feel like picking it back up.
Right.
You know? I'm just learning within thinking within myself, my schedule and my things that I do and don't do. And I'm like, I think one thing that is missing is a more consistent time in the Word daily, and not letting down for any, you know, like for a length of time.
Right.
We may do it for a few days or a few weeks or whatever, but to make it a lifestyle where we just have to get into the Word every day. I think that's how we get to that place you're talking about, the place that Terry was at and different ones, right?
Yeah, I really do. I think that's what David, you know, referred to this in the last episode, but I think it's what David was getting at when he said, I've hidden thy Word in my heart. You know, I mean, obviously you can't, obviously that's a metaphor for, I've really dug into it deeply and I've meditated on it. I've remembered it. I've just mulled over it.
Right.
It's marinated in my spirit.
Yeah.
I think the concept of hiding in his heart suggests I deliberately made sure that I grab onto this, that I've latched onto it, and I'm not going to let it go.
Right. Yes.
You know, regardless of what obstacles might come, I'm not going to let it go.
Amen. Amen. That's
and so, Lord, we ask you that we not let you go, that we not let your Word go, that we just continue, Lord, to become students of your Word, and just in love with your Word, Lord, in love with obeying your Word, not just being hearers, but being doers also, as it says in James 1:22. So, Lord, we ask you to help us to be better at seeking you and desiring you and longing for you and purposing our heart to seek you.
Yes,
Lord, that's the kind of attitude we need. It's the kind of attitude we want.
Yes,
please bless us to get there. Bless us to be like you, to want to be like you. Give us that hunger, that thirst that's unquenchable, insatiable. And we love you and we praise you. We thank you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next time on In the Word Podcast with Will Marie.